I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Marriage Martinis. I am Adam, and here's Danielle.
I can't get over you in this voice.
Hello. Welcome
What's
to...
What's going on with this?
Welcome to
It's
Loveline.
Like you're doubling as a phone sex operator or something.
We are back, and we are talking about our first stay-at-home mom episode.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. We've been talking about it for a long time. Mm-hmm. So it's probably going to be like a multi-part thing.
Yeah.
Right?
Definitely.
So we should finally do it. We've been talking about it enough, and it's time to just dive in.
Well, not only have we been talking about it a lot, but we did try to record some of it a few weeks ago, and it was when you were very busy with work and everything.
Right.
And we started to record it, and for some reason, you were feeling like it was supposed to be almost like you were supposed to be proving somehow that my role is easier as a stay-at-home mom, and you were like arguing with me about everything.
No, that's not true. I thought we were supposed to be like defensive in our each own.
But that's the whole problem, is that when we were recording, I was like, why are you like, I'm not going to yell at you about what you do. Why are you arguing with me about my job, you know what I mean, about what my role is? So
okay,
I was almost like, let's not go that route.
Okay.
Like, so first of all, that's dangerous, right? Because it's just going to end up and I'm sure we'll do some arguing anyway, but why can't we just talk about
what stay-at-home mom is and means.
No, I mean, I think everybody knows what it is. I think more that we need to shed light on the fact that it's something that's completely, we say we value it, but I don't think we do as a society.
Well, who says they value it? Stay-at-home moms?
I think if I tell people I'm a stay-at-home mom, it's I think probably there's two reactions. It's number one, they'll say, "Oh, that's awesome. Wow, that's really great." But I also think there's an underlying thought. If you tell somebody that, like, oh, she's privileged.
Like, somebody might say, like, oh, that's so nice that you do that.
Well, or that you get to do that.
Yeah.
You're so lucky.
Yeah.
And I feel like that a little bit, that I'm mm-hmm. lucky. I think that stay-at-home moms a little bit are lucky. But it's not like I'm a stay-at-home mom because we're, like, swimming in money and I don't need to. I mean, we could certainly use more money. It's definitely something that we chose and can't live a certain way because I do. You know, it's a choice we made mm-hmm. knowing, you know, that we were going to have to give up certain things. And I think most families are like that. I don't think most families where it's a stay-at-home mom are like, oh, she just doesn't have to work. I think it's a choice that you make for your family because...
But that's a different situation. It's not that you choose not to work.
Right.
Yeah.
It's that, yeah. I mean, legitimately, you know, am doing stuff all the time. Why are you laughing?
Well, I guess we'll find out.
Oh,
what
that's
you
fantastic.
Do.
Okay.
How was your dinner tonight?
It was good.
Stayed home, mom.
It was good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What'd you have?
You made clams and shrimp.
Shrimp and clams.
Shrimp
with
clams
linguine.
With linguine, yeah.
Yeah. My own recipe.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That was good.
It was good. and we just came back from Atlantic City. But now, all right, here's the debate. Mm-hmm. People are getting two kinds of messages. People saying, we love the chit chat. We love the beginning of the episode chit chat.
Okay.
And then I'm getting messages of people saying, quit the chit chat, just get to it.
No, I like the chit chat.
I know you do.
Yeah.
But that does not, that's not really what's important.
Yeah, it's not about me.
What's important is what everybody else wants to hear. But so give us some feedback. Do you like the chit chat at the beginning or just get right to it?
I listen to podcasts. I listen to, like when I listen to Howard, I like when he talks about nothing. Like when it's not the interview, it's not about anything. Like I like the just talking about nothing. It's almost like the Seinfeld thing. Mm-hmm. Like it's about nothing. Yeah. And you just talk and like I like that. So if you don't like us talking about nothing, I'm not a fan. I like it.
Okay.
I like us talking about nothing.
You like to talk about nothing.
Yeah.
Okay, well you're good at it.
So for those of you who listened to the Flirty Girl episode,
With Brooke, yep,
with Flirty Brooke, Girl Guide. Right, awesome. She's incredible. She hooked us up, and we had a fun experience while we were at Atlantic City.
It was a few weeks ago that we talked about. Do you want to go into it?
No, I'll let you.
We talked about the cock ring that she sent us. Mm-hmm. And then we got tons of messages that because she was talking about it on the episode. We had tons of messages saying, where do I get it? Or, so she sent us one. And you've been working so much and everything that we haven't had any time.
Yeah, it was a few weeks ago, right?
Yeah.
She sent it to you?
Mm-hmm. And then we went to Atlantic City for the weekend. And we used it for the first time last night.
Yeah.
It was fun.
It was kind of cool.
It was kind of cool.
Yeah.
And I think we had never used a sex toy together
before. No, never.
And for me, I think I had it in my mind that it was going to be this complicated thing, that we were going to have to figure it out and what. It was so simple. It was really such a simple thing to just something to change it up. Not that you have to use it every time but for a different experience. We've been married 16 years. That's a long fucking time. And we, hopefully we'll be married a lot longer. Hopefully or...
Oh, really? Hopefully?
Not. I don't know. But I just think, anything you can do to change it up, keep it fresh, something new and fun. And it was. It was fun and it felt great.
Yeah, it was very different. It was something new.
Yeah, I think I liked it more than you did.
Yeah, you did. The only... I liked it.
Yeah.
Okay.
We also have to... We use it once.
Right.
We also have to, experiment with it. It has all these different settings, which we didn't realize until after.
The only thing I didn't love... was and this is actually one of the points of using one of these cock rings. you have to put it on at the base and you don't get full penetration, so I can't feel you, I can't feel you with me all the way in you. Is that make sense?
I mean, it doesn't really make sense. I mean, it makes sense, but I'm sure the guys will make more sense.
I want to feel you around me all the way down at the base, and you don't get that with that.
Okay.
So I miss that because I love that feeling.
You'll get that feeling again. Like, it's a different feeling.
But that's my point. I loved it. It was different. I didn't love it as much as you, but I want to try it again to try different things with it, maybe.
Right.
Different settings.
Well,
I
think for me, this was important because I think you hear them talk about sex toys, we talked on Howard, you hear them talk about it in their own, guy way. And I love Howard, but what I've heard about sex toys is they're talking about it in a very dirty kind of way. And you see it in porn or whatever, that I kind of associated sex toys with not being dirty. I mean, I've used vibrators before and everything, but that it was something that wasn't so just easy and natural. This felt super easy and super natural, and would totally has opened me up to wanting to experiment with
it. It was very simple, very easy, very clean, very easy to do.
It didn't feel dirty.
No,
or
not
like,
at all. It
just, I mean, a little bit, which was fun.
Well, yeah. I mean, it was more just kind of an extension of having sex, like taking it to a different level.
It just added a little element to it. Yeah,
which was kind of cool.
Yeah.
So I liked it a lot.
Yeah. So you would use it again.
Oh, totally.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would too. And I
want to try the different settings.
Step into sex toys. I feel now I would say to Brooke, all right, what's the next? Send us the next thing.
Yeah, Brooke, thank you.
Can you imagine if we become the spokespeople for sex toys?
No.
If our pictures are on the box. Adam and Daniel. Marriage and Martini approved.
Yeah. Our children would love that.
That would be amazing. Yeah. If we like, can you imagine? That would be incredible. Our parents would be so proud.
Oh, if anybody listened to the episode, by the way, it's an expandable thing, so it fits no matter what size you are.
Were you really worried about that it wasn't going to fit?
Yeah. I didn't know what it was. I didn't even picture
right.
it.
So,
I never
saw
anything.
And for those of people who don't know, because I had no clue until I opened it in the box, like I didn't really, I pictured a cock ring as being so different. I thought it was just like this like plastic thing that you like, you
well,
know.
Well, typically it probably is. I think a cock ring typically is something that you put on so that you can last longer because of what I said, you can't penetrate fully. Mm-hmm. So, like, I think a cock ring initially was just a simple, not powered thing that you put on and you can last longer because you can't go in as far as typically yeah. you can.
Okay, so this one is like rubber and it's expandable. So you can, like, you know, picture, I don't know, what do you picture? Picture, all I could keep thinking of is like our dog's rubber dog toys. But I can't, I don't know, like picture something and you can expand it. You put it on, you turn it on. It has like a USB cable to charge it.
you stick the USB charger in your ass while you put the thing on.
Oh my God, really? You had to go there. See, we're talking about like how nice and not dirty it is. You had to make it dirty. So it was just a nice experience.
It was cool.
And it's interesting because we were there. We were in Atlantic City for 2 nights. So the first night we were there, I don't know if this is too much information about our sex life, then by all means, please fast forward past this.
I mean, it's not like this is the first episode.
I know, but, you know, listen. It's like...
Okay.
Okay. So the first night we were having sex and you were taking a very long time.
Yeah.
And I, at a certain point, was like, enough. I'm done. I'm sore. And I'm sure a lot of women out there can understand what I'm saying.
It's drunk, like, sex.
Yeah. And I was just like, all right, enough. Yeah. It's like the same of over and over. But with the cock ring, the second night you took a long time, but it felt more gentle. It was like, right. You know what I mean? Something yeah. about it made it like gentle and easier. And just, I felt like I was able to, you know, go longer because it felt like almost like a massage. With it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not just like a thrust, but like a massage.
Okay.
So so I am going to give the cock ring a B+/A-.
Oh, wow. Slash.
For the first time.
Yeah.
But we'll use it again and see. Maybe it will be like, you know,
yeah,
maybe it will be the cum laude of sex toys by the time we're done. Yeah.
All right.
You wouldn't understand that
no,
term.
No, I don't know what that means. I kind of agree, but...
Would you give it a B+, A-?
I'd give it a B, a solid B.
Okay.
I might give it a B+ next time because I did enjoy it, like I said. But I think I need a little bit more time with it.
Okay.
I want to try it again. I want to, like...
Yeah.
You know?
Like, I know, except it's so learn hard, it. Like, because it was so perfect that we were away. How often
and
are we away
was,
that we can
it
do
was
that?
It was 2 in the morning. We went up at 2 in the morning.
I know, but it was so fun.
It was so fun.
We had a
fun.
Really fun night. That also contributes to it. Like, we had such a fun night together.
Yeah.
That, like, that, I feel like I was so excited to go up and try it with you. Like, I was, like, we were having such a fun time together.
Right.
You know what I mean? Getting away. We had been, like, things had been a little stressful between us recently because you've been working so much. And so it was so nice to go away and feel like we had so much fun gambling and whatever and being stupid. And then I was, like, all right, let's go do it.
Yeah.
You know, and like I think I enjoyed the experience so much more because we had such a
right.
fun night together also.
Yeah.
So that contributes to it too, rather than being here and being stressed out and then being like, all right, well, let's just go try the sex toy. Like,
no, it was like it was perfect timing
yeah,
to try it.
Which is why I say go away. Even for a night or two,
right.
get away. It's just it's different sex. It's a different feeling.
Okay.
So, all right.
Thank you, Brooke.
So on to being
Love
a stay-at-home
you.
Mom.
So after the cock ring talk, let's get back to stay-at-home mom.
Well, it's interesting because we're saying we just came home from Atlantic City last week and I had a girls' weekend. Like, it's been a nice couple of weeks, which I think really contributes to, like, the tone of when we recorded this the last time or tried to record this, mm-hmm. I think we were both so on edge. And I think that made it it just made it more like belligerent almost, you know, like the episode.
Yeah, I guess.
So we call this a stay-at-home mom episode, but I want to be clear in one thing. We talk about stay-at-home mom because I am not a working mom, so I can't have that perspective. I would love to have working moms on. Please, please. I want to hear all different experiences. But I also think as women and as moms, we are just damned if we do and damned if we don't. I find that working moms who leave their kids to go and have a career feel guilt for doing that and leaving their kids. And moms who stay home feel guilt that they're not out in the workforce making money for their family and providing, you know, monetarily. So I do think overall we're just it's a hard thing because whether you – so in some ways I'm talking about being a stay-at-home mom, but I'm talking in general also about the fact that women are just – I think in some ways – look, this sounds very stereotypical. What?
Nothing. You're not getting your thought together. You're like back and forth.
No, I think I am. I think that's true, but I think it sounds very stereotypical. But I think for a man, in some sense – not that I think it should be like this, but you know your place. You know you're going to go out there most of the time. I know there are stay-at-home dads, but most of the time, you know you're going to go out there and work. And that's what's expected of you most of the time. And as a society, you know, we just, that's what you do. So for us, I think we have that choice and it makes it difficult. And I think it makes it more complicated. I think that number one, as a society, we don't value stay-at-home moms the way we say we do. And
Who says they do? Like you said,
Think that over time and everything, I think that people say, oh, yes, we need stay-at-home moms. We need people taking care of the kids and raising the kids. And I think it is valued. I think that there was this boom of, you know, working moms in what, the 1980s was like the biggest decade of going back to work.
Shoulder pads.
Yes, we all wore shoulder pads in the 80s. Every working mom wore shoulder pads. But, you know, there was just this whole kind of... And then I think now it's tapered off in that a lot of people are staying home again. And they say a lot of millennials are staying home because, number one, childcare is really expensive. Mm-hmm. And it's harder to find jobs that you want and careers that you want. And sometimes... it's also not worth it to work and pay the child care. You know, it could be $50,000 a year in child care if you have multiple kids.
A lot of people work just for child care.
You're right. Like, so listen, if you have a career that you absolutely love and some people don't want to stay home with their kids, and that's fine. I get that.
If you work and you want to work and it costs the same thing to have your children taken care of, fine. Like if you know you're not a stay-at-home mom type person... great. Yeah. Like, yeah, do your thing.
Well, I don't even know if I'm a stay-at-home mom type person.
Well, then what are you doing?
I mean, because, well, we'll get into that.
Okay.
From the time that we have even maternity leave, there's this notion of it being like a vacation. Like, oh, she's on maternity leave, you know, or if you leave early towards the end of your pregnancy because you're on bed rest or whatever, I think that there is this notion with staying home and not going to work of it being a privileged thing, you know, that you get to stay home with your kids. And I think that that's screwed up. And I think compared to other countries, we're in a terrible place with that. New mothers in Finland, for instance, are entitled up to 3 years worth of paid leave. Federally, we do not have to have paid leave in our country. You don't have to pay somebody on maternity leave in our country. So
they do like dads too now.
Paternity leave. Actually, my sister, she was very involved in paternity leave when she worked in human resources, and she was very involved in developing paternity leave. But it's not paid paternity leave. I think maternity and paternity leave in general, you don't have to pay for it. You can give a certain amount of time, but it doesn't have to be paid leave.
I know there's in some countries dads have time off when the baby's born.
So in Finland, it's three years worth of paid leave. Norwegian moms get up to 91 weeks.
Wait.
What is that?
In Finland,
2 years or something?
A new mom gets 3 years?
Worth of paid leave.
So somebody, paid by who? The government?
I don't know. We have to look into that.
So
I would assume.
They get up to 3 years off of work, I guess, wherever they work. So what does their employer do? They hire somebody for 3 years and then say, sorry.
I don't know. But I also know that they have don't have crowded prisons and everything like that. Yeah. And then,
I just want to understand
everything that they do. I feel like it just makes more sense. So,
all right. Well, I need to understand that.
All right.
More.
So then you can research it. Okay. And next time you'll tell everybody. The UK grants new mothers up to 39 weeks, and people in Canada get paid up to a year. So we are definitely lacking in the whole maternity thing. And I think that trickles down to the stay-at-home mom idea because, we're entitled 0 weeks of paid leave under federal law, which to me is bullshit because, I mean, I don't know. Why is that okay? Mm-hmm. So I think right there we're setting it up that women don't need to be, it doesn't need to, that stay-at-home mom is like a privilege. It's a vacation. If you're not getting paid for something, then it might as well almost be it's not valued in the same way. So I think that's a huge problem. I feel like maternity leave is definitely seen as you're taking time off. Well, you're not taking time off. You're doing something else. You're raising a kid.
You're recovering. So
right, absolutely.
There's that too.
Yes.
I mean, that's a couple months in, right?
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So. Yeah, and I think as a stay-at-home mom, also, I think that we have this intrinsic notion that our job isn't worth anything because we're not getting paid. And so we should have to work around the clock because we're not bringing in an income. So therefore, we're never off, really. There's no such thing as off because you're always a mom. And I think that that makes it hard that you guys have at least jobs have, some kind of a set schedule and, days off and you get a paycheck and you have an HR department making sure that that the conditions are good or there are unions or it's just this amorphous thing that I think needs to be taken and given some kind of value and structure. And it's not. So I think that we sort of feel all the time like we're just this sort of
unappreciated?
Not even just unappreciated, unrecognized.
Mm-hmm.
Group of moms and probably some dads too, that there's just, we're not recognized as anything, There's no, what do you do? Oh, I'm a stay-at-home mom. Well, all right. Well, when you say to somebody, oh, I'm a doctor or I'm a dentist, or you know what that looks like. You know what that job entails. But for a stay-at-home mom, I think the first thing that pops into people's minds is, no, she does nothing all day until her kids come home from school.
Mm-hmm.
And that's hard.
Oh,
my God. Was it good for you?
I was wearing the cock ring, so it felt great.
Should have lasted longer. So in 2014, the most recent period for which a sort of detailed employment data for mothers is available, about 64% of mothers with children under the age of 6 were employed or actively looking for work. So that's a whole lot of women who are staying home. If 64% are employed, then, mm-hmm. I'm not good at math, but there's a lot of women staying home. And
have you done a poll about, do people care about these stats? Do they like them?
I think
them?
It's a good frame of reference, at least. You have no idea if you asked how many women stay home.
No, I'm saying, people say, I don't like the banter in the beginning or the BS that we talk about before we get started. Did anybody say anything about
I don't think stats so, that we do. Certainly any feedback, but I think that it's important even, we don't do a lot of stats, but I think
no, but we have stats almost every episode.
Yeah, because you have to have a frame of reference to some degree.
I don't disagree with it. I'm just saying
that let's pretend that let's even, say 30% of people, of women are staying home. Well, yeah, like, 30% of women are staying home with their kids. Then that is a huge population of people who we are not, giving any kind of monetary compensation for, that, we're not, that are not recognized in any way. I just think that there's more women than you think still staying home. We think of it as like, the Waltons and, this sort of 1950s type thing, but it's very much still a current choice for women, that there many, many women are still making this choice. And I think that it's hard because we have to make it without knowing that it's there's a lot of negative, I think, connotations about being a stay-at-home mom. You sit on the couch and you eat bonbons, and I know you think a lot of the time I'm not doing shit.
No, I don't think that. I know that.
Right. Yeah. So there you go.
At some point.
Okay. But here's the thing. Here's the difference is that you have a set hour. You have a set work schedule. You come home. You're tired. You sleep every night from, I would say, let's say 10 o'clock to 6 o'clock.
Okay.
Is that right?
I'm in bed from 10 o'clock
to 6 o'clock. You are not bothered by anybody from 10 a.m. to 6 a.m. Is that correct?
You bother me when you're yelling at the kids when I'm trying to go to bed.
I'm not yelling at them after 10. I'm not yelling at them.
No, I'm not bothered between 10 and 6.
Okay, yeah, that's all you had to say. Yeah. You are completely not bothered from 10 to 6. You do not get up with anybody.
No.
Nobody comes to you and says they're thirsty. Nobody comes to you and says they're hungry. No one comes to you and says they have a stomach ache. The dogs, if they have a bad stomach, don't come to you and bark to let them out. Like, you have no...
Yes.
Okay. So from 10 to 6, as a stay-at-home mom, if I am up with the kids several times in the middle of the night and you know nothing about it and you're like in dreamland, then during the day, the next day, if I rest for a few hours to make up for that time, why is that so horrible?
But I never said that was horrible.
Well, I think you do think it's a little bit horrible. And I do think that you make like that I feel an intrinsic guilt, and I think probably a lot of stay-at-home moms, I think if we're not walking around exhausted all the time, that if in some ways it's like we're not doing enough.
I think I used to, not so much lately. When I say lately, I mean years. 'Cause I get it. I know what you do. I know what you don't do. Mm-hmm. I know your limitations and I know what you can handle. But have I seemed in the last how many years upset about the fact that I know that you're resting?
No.
2 hours every day? Like,
No.
I mean, when was the last time I said anything? Like, right, I but know.
It took a long time to get there.
Right. But so I'm saying for years it's been, I know that, I'm at work all day. You're at home all day. We text each other a lot. We text a lot more than we speak. And I know there's a certain point every single day that if I text you, I'm not going to get a response for another hour.
It's not every single day.
Every other day. Okay, whatever it is. And I just wait for...
See, I'm getting defensive because I feel guilt. I feel an intrinsic guilt for that rest period.
But what I'm trying to say to you is, like, I know it is. I know what it is. It's every other day, whatever. And... I know if I send you a text, okay, an hour and a half later, I'm going to get a text back because you had to recover from the night before or whatever happened. Do I ever give you shit anymore about that? Like, ever?
Right. No. All right, so what do you see as a stay? So when we went on our first date, I remember,
My
mom was a stay-at-home mom. She, like, worked, a little bit here and there, but she was a stay-at-home mom. I don't know if it was because I never really... could quite figure out, what I wanted to do. I don't know if it was because I felt like I wanted to do what my mom did and stay home with my kids. I'm not really sure why I always knew I wanted to be a stay-at-home mom, but I really did always know that. And I think that on our first date, I remember saying to you, yeah, I'd like to be a stay-at-home mom. Here I was getting this fancy education and everything, but I always knew that that's what I ultimately wanted to do. And And you were always seemed kind of cool with it. You were fine with it. And I did. I worked. I was a high school teacher mm-hmm. before we had kids. So how would you describe what you think, like, my role is? What does a stay-at-home mom do in the eyes of you, a husband who goes out to work every day and has, you know, a quote-unquote career?
So what do you do on a daily basis?
Like, is that your question? I come up to you and I say, or someone, you know, a husband, you say to one of your guy friends who you just meet or whatever, what does your wife do? And he says, oh, she... What?
It's different when I'm talking to, like, guy friends. Because
no, but I'm not a good guy friend. This is somebody you're just, and they say, you know, you're at a party and you say, hey, oh, yeah, what does your wife do? Oh, she's a stay-at-home mom.
Right.
What goes through your head? What are the first thoughts that go through
your
head?
She's a stay-at-home mom. Okay. So she does 99% of everything for the kids. And I know nothing about what's going on. I don't know anything about school functions. I don't know anything about play dates. I don't know anything about anything.
Do you think that's typical for stay-at-home moms?
I don't know.
And for dads?
I have no idea.
Okay.
But it works for us. It works for me. Mm-hmm. So, I know nothing. I literally, like, when I was at work and somebody said, hey, your kids are off from school, like, I'm like, why? Why are they off? Because it was teachers' convention or something this week. Like, I didn't know that. I had no idea. But I know you knew that and you were aware of it and took care of everything. So I don't have to think about that stuff. So today, I think I appreciate more today what you do on a daily basis than I did 5 years ago.
Oh, that's for fucking sure,
right?
Dude.
Because I don't get involved. I don't do the school stuff. I don't do the kid stuff as far as I don't know what their activities are kind of. I mean, for a little bit, yeah, I'm involved. I know. But, I don't have to know about that stuff anymore. So I kind of appreciate more the fact that, yeah, like you're the stay at home mom. You're 100% involved in, you know, what the kids do and what their daily activities are and like what's happening in their lives every day. What was your question?
What does it look like? What do you say? What would you say to somebody who asked, or somebody, if somebody said to you, my wife is a stay at home mom, what thoughts come into your head? Like what?
Okay.
Like right. when somebody right. says to you, my
honest.
Husband's a doctor or my wife is a doctor, you know, you picture, holy shit, they're like a smart fucking person who went through a ton of school and are like saving lives and shit. And it's like a prestigious or a lawyer or a teacher or a,
it is. I'm going to be honest. If somebody says, okay, what does your wife do? And, or let's say somebody, I ask somebody and I say, what do you do? And he says, I work all day. I'm a doctor, whatever. What does your wife do? She's a stay-at-home mom. My first instinct would be, oh, that's awesome. She gets to fucking stay at home all day and like fold laundry while she watches TV shows and like sit around. Like, yeah, that's the image you get when somebody says that. I think so.
Right. I'm sure it is.
Yeah.
I agree.
So from, you know, 9 a.m. till 3 p.m. in the afternoon, it's like La La Land.
Our daughter comes home at 2, first of all.
Okay, I know.
La La Land.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the image that you get when somebody says stay-at-home mom. I'm not saying that's what you do. Like, I know you're not in La La Land all the time. no, but so... When
I mean,
somebody,
you see, like, Real Housewives, and you're like...
No, I didn't.
Well, not you. Right. A general you. You know, and you're like, oh, well, that's fucking awesome. But, like, you know, I don't lunch. I don't go for lunch. And, like, that's okay. Listen, if you do that and you're...
Well, you do nails. You do... massage, right?
Are
no?
you for fucking... You are you for real?
No,
you think
you don't
I
do
that more than, like, the average...
No,
absolutely.
I never
not.
Said more than the average.
Okay,
I'm saying that's something that you do.
Okay,
you get to
you
do.
You wouldn't say that about our friends. Like, oh, she's a dentist, so she probably goes and gets her nails done every week. Like, you associate all automatically me being a stay at home mom with these luxuries.
Well, no, I'm not saying that. I'm saying, okay, you could say, yeah, let's let's go Tuesday. You know, I don't have a lot of laundry to do and the kids are at school. And
okay, but you own a business. If you want to get a haircut, you walk over and get a haircut. If you want to go to the Apple store and pick up the new phone, you go to the Apple store. I know that your day isn't so you have your own schedule too. So don't make it like you can't do that stuff too. I feel like a lot of people who have jobs, you can still go and do stuff and you have your lunch breaks and you're in some ways it's set up for you. You know the times. Like for us, it's sort of like we have to make our own schedules and I'm super bad at that shit. So I am not good at I would love to have a secretary who can set up my stuff and
Siri.
And map it all out for me and everything. And again, I'm not comparing, I'm just saying that everybody makes it like we're the only ones who have that privilege. I know that's not true. I know when you want to do something, mm-hmm. you do it. And I know that's true. If you wake up in the morning once in a while and you're like, I'm going to take the day off today, you take the day off. I don't think that you have it so much harder than I do in some ways.
No, I'm definitely more restricted. You could get up any day and just be like, yeah, I'm tired, so I'm not going to do this thing today. And just
once in a while, but also I can't because if stuff doesn't get done, I don't think you realize half the shit that...
Okay.
All right, so let's go through. So I made a little list
what
here.
What has to
this
get done?
This is a taste of what we do at stay-at-home moms.
You get up, the kids are in school, I'm at work.
No, I'm not even going to go through the schedule because it does change. I'm just going to go through a bunch of shit that I know that you don't even realize that I fucking do. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Sure. Okay. I know there's tons of shit.
Stay over there.
I'm over here.
Yes.
I'm not fighting. I get it.
But don't come any closer to me. Okay, so stuff that you don't even realize gets done. Yeah. And you can answer yes and no for any of these things. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe you do. And if you think that you do some of these things to an extent, I'm not saying you once did it or it happened back in 2011. Or if you think you are an active participant in any of these things and have a real knowledge of any of these things, mm-hmm. please. And at home, if you're listening as a couple, we have a lot of couples who listen together. Go for this. Even if you're a working mom, I think there are probably a lot of working moms who do this shit also when the husbands don't know anything about it.
Okay.
So, you know, let's just...
I have no idea what you're going to say. I haven't seen your list. Mm-hmm. I don't know anything about it. This is not about me getting...
On many levels, you don't know anything about it.
Defensive about anything. Mm. I am going to rebuttal you when you're done.
Ugh. Okay.
Okay. Mm. Just letting you know that.
You're only safe. If we were having sex tonight with the cock ring, you would not rebuttal me.
Oh, no, we are.
Oh, no, we're not.
It's already on.
No, I'm good. Oh, God. All right. All right. So stuff that gets done that you don't even realize.
Okay.
Have you ever bought our kids clothes?
Yes. When they were infants.
Okay, see, this is the shit that you're going to do that's going to piss me off.
But I did.
Okay, when they were infants, you're like, oh, look, it's
so
cute.
Yeah, how cute.
Oh,
I can buy
Yankees
cute stuff.
Jersey. Come on, really? They're going to look so cute
in 2005.
This Don Mattingly jersey.
Ooh, I'm impressed.
Yeah.
How'd you know that I was a Don Mattingly fan?
Because you had his fucking baseball in your room when he signed and shit.
I think it's right over there.
So have you ever, can you be real here?
Absolutely.
Don't be fucking annoying. I once bought a cake for a birthday party.
Okay, I'll tell you what. I'm going to be as real as you are going to be when you're done.
Mm.
All right?
I'm
right. Yeah. God damn.
Okay. All right. Have you ever switched over clothing from seat?
Nope.
Fuck you. Let me fucking finish.
But I haven't. I already know.
Nobody even knows what I'm about to say.
But I know. I never switched over anything. I switched over a mattress once.
God. Bear with me, people.
Go ahead.
Have you ever switched over clothing from... Oh, my God.
I thought you were done.
No one likes you. Please, come on.
Go.
Ugh. I need a new partner. Have you ever switched over clothing from Seasons for the kids, gone through it, and figured out what still fits and what gets donated? I realize these are little things.
Of course they are.
But it's all shit that if I don't do it, it doesn't get done. They will legitimately be wearing floods if I don't do this. Okay.
No, listen. Everything we're talking about, they're little things. We all do little things every day, but that's important.
We all do little things, and you do your thing, and I do. I know what you're thinking yourself.
I have never switched over clothes from the bins that you have with their clothes for Seasons, but I have cleaned up the bins that you leave all over the place from the clothes from the season before and put them back on the shelves where they're supposed to go.
Okay.
Next.
Have you ever spoken to a teacher about one of our kids needing help, taken the initiative and reached out, emailed, called, sent them a note during school? My child is struggling with this, or can you give me some feedback? Or
no.
Okay. Do you know our fucking kids' teachers' names?
I do know our kids' teachers' names. Well, I know Jonah's teacher's name.
Okay.
I know he's like a cool guy who like plays guitar and stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. Ian has a teacher too.
And you don't know her name.
No. Mia has like nine. So that's not fair. Okay. I don't know their names.
Okay, can you name any of them?
Mia's?
Yeah.
No.
Have you ever planned a play date for our kid?
Ever? Or just like once in a while?
This is what I'm saying. If you did it once, that doesn't count. We have been parents for 13 years times three kids. So that's a total of like...
I do that sometimes.
Yeah, but so you're like... Hey, you want to bring your kids over so we can drink together?
Listen, a play date is a play date.
Okay, but that's basically what it is. And I do that too, but I also don't do that.
Well, you get to do that 2 o'clock on a Tuesday.
Oh, I have never, ever, ever, ever drank on 2 o'clock on a Tuesday unless you were home. Okay, ever. Have you ever, and this is going to, we're going to fight about this. Have you ever planned our kid's birthday party? Planned it.
Yeah, totally.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Up to what age?
One time you planned Mia's birthday party at a place that you knew from. Yes, one time.
That's the one I was thinking of.
Mia's 13, Ian's 10, Jonah's 7.
See, so at
that's
least
a total
you know
of how many birthday parties?
Good for you.
13, 10, 23, and 7 is 30 birthday parties. You planned one. But have you ever scheduled a dentist or doctor's appointment for them? Never. Have you ever... checked what our kids' homework was, what tests and projects they had coming up. Have you ever known what they had to do without me telling you?
No.
Okay. Do they have an app that you can go on?
Nope.
You don't have it. Of course not. Have you ever taken Billy and Augie, our dogs, to the vet?
No.
Okay.
I took Tessa a lot of times.
Yeah, Tessa's dead. Well, she is. I'm talking about Billy and Augie. We've had the
Well, Tessa's dead.
Well, she is dead.
Oh, man.
Are you just learning this now?
No, poor Tessa. You can't just say she's dead.
Well, she is dead. R.I.P. Rest in peace. She's in our backyard. I fucking love that dog so much.
Have you ever buried a grave for Tessa?
Have you ever sat with her and rubbed her while she was getting put to sleep?
After.
Have you ever sat in the house for 6 hours waiting for you to come home and bury her while she was dead on our kitchen floor? I love that fucking dog.
Oh, my God. I'm going to cry.
Her.
You don't sound like you loved her.
Of course I loved her, but like you're saying, we have two dogs now. No,
they're idiots.
No, they're not. They're awesome. I love these fucking assholes. I love them so much. Have you ever had a kid come to you? Okay. That's not fair to people at home. You're going to say no to everyone. Have you ever had a kid come to you in the middle of the night and say they had a nightmare and you have to talk them?
Yes.
When I wasn't home.
Right.
Right. Okay. Have you ever picked a kid up from school who was sick from the correct school?
I was just going to say yes, but at the wrong school.
You went to the wrong school, and they had to tell you, if you listen to our Hot Mess Parenting episode, you went to the wrong school, and they were like, there is no Mia here. And you went. And then you also dropped her off at the wrong school.
For attempt,
yes. taking the kids for flu shots.
Flu shots? No, but doctor, yes. A lot.
Researched and signed them up for an extracurricular activity.
Yes.
What?
School of Rock for Ian.
You researched it and signed him up? I researched it and signed him up.
No,
fine. You picked him up.
Yes,
you used to go get a dinner by yourself and then go pick him up and bring him home. It was a win-win. Bought a teacher's gift or written a thank you note or tips for counselors or teachers.
I think I just signed the check.
No, I signed the check.
All right. No, I didn't do that.
Been a class fucking parent and gone to all the...
No way. Okay. Nope. Okay. Never.
I have.
I'll never do that.
Okay. Hey, volunteer...
Don't act like you're like, oh, I'm the class blah, blah, blah. You don't like that shit.
But I do it.
All right.
And it's not that I didn't like it. I did it and liked it. I don't want to do it every year, but I did it.
Okay.
It's out of my comfort zone. I don't... I'm not...
Yeah, it's more than out of your comfort zone.
Yeah. I don't love it, but I do it.
All right.
Volunteered at a school function or in your kids' classroom?
Only when they were little, not recently, like preschool.
You didn't volunteer. They had Dad's Day and you went to Dad's Day. Yeah, I went to
the school.
There was a designated day for dads to come because they know that dads are never going to fucking be there otherwise. So they have to have a designated Dad's Day.
And I did it. I went.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, that is the list I have. I could come up with many more things, but like,
okay. So that was so
much, the point is that there's so much stuff that we, I know, and you have a list too. I see 17 filters sitting over there that are supposed to be changed.
Don't minimize. Okay. Your small list of little things that you have to do every day that I have to do things to.
That's a small list. Really?
No. Okay.
You realize that we would not have functioning children if it wasn't for me. Do you realize that?
So as a stay-at-home mom, you do almost everything for the kids. Yes, you do. When was the last time you got the mail from the mailbox?
Oh, I get the mail from the mailbox. Not every day.
When was the last time you took the garbage out? When was the last time you brought the empty garbage can back in from the curb?
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Where do you draw the line? Where is it not my responsibility to do something?
Okay, so wait a minute. Is that your choice or not?
No, that would not be my choice. Had I known that I was going to have to be a fucking house cleaner, I would have rethought the job.
But you still can.
No, I can't.
Why?
Who's going to where am I working now?
Whatever you want. Okay. You have an incredible college degree.
Yes, from 20 years ago.
But you have more qualifications than the average person.
So
you
do can most get a job people. Wherever no. you want. Are you kidding me? That Wait. Is absolutely not true that I could get a job wherever I want. I'm
no?
competing now with, first of all, the jobs are harder and harder to come by. Second of all, I could not be. Some people can. Listen, we also, every situation is different. We have three children. We chose to have three children. You would have had more had I allowed you and I made you get a vasectomy.
Thank God.
Thank God is right. But there was a time when you wanted more kids. Am I right?
Yeah, for like a
did
month.
Did you or did... Can you not... Can you just say yes. whether you did or didn't? Yes, you did. And I talked you out of it.
Yeah.
We have three kids. They're not easy. They're fabulous kids.
But they're pretty good.
They're pretty good.
We'll keep them.
They are not easy children. Like, I look at some people and like their kids do what they ask them to do and they're involved in all these activities and they're running for student council and all that. That's not our kids. Okay. Every situation is different. We have wonderful children. They are wonderful human beings. They are the kindest, sweetest, gentlest human beings you could ever meet, but they're not easy. And I think, you know, a lot of people's kids, you know, look, they have issues. They're people just like humans, adults. We all have issues. But I could not go. I was a high school English teacher. I could not now go back to work, be a high school English teacher, correct 75 essays on a Tuesday
but
night.
You could go to any like internet company and be like, I can write for you.
Where am
and
I going? Where you. Am I going? In the city? I'm going to commute to the city and come back okay. at night?
I don't know. Well, I'm just saying. But you're saying it hypothetically. Home. You would stay home and write. Like you could get a job with, you had internet jobs. You worked for a few different internet companies when you were in college or after college. Yeah. You would show your credentials And they would say, yeah, awesome. You can write for us.
No. You know what they would say?
No.
The world has changed tremendously in the past 20 years. Where have you been? Oh, I've been home folding laundry and being with my kids.
Well, don't minimize what you do.
That doesn't work for our company. We are...
bullshit. You would say, look at my... You would say, look at my blog. Look at my followers.
You are so... Okay, so if you...
Wait a minute. I'm arguing with you, like, trying to, like...
Because you're wrong. You're wrong. That would not be so easy. And yes, maybe I could do that. But we have a whole other... If I went back to work, and I know you say you would do 50% of the work.
No, I wouldn't.
No, you wouldn't.
I said that a while ago.
Why would I ever go back to work and add to my stress level? I have to be honest.
Because if you were working, we would have somebody to help out that you would. We wouldn't have to worry about 50-50. We'd have to do 20-20, okay,
so
and somebody would do
60. Else is going to be able to help my daughter when she comes home and has social anxiety.
Of course not.
Okay, so then you're not. Then that doesn't make sense. No one's going to be able to call my kid's teacher after a day and he comes And he comes home and he says, "Mom, I was really not focused today. I felt like I was really off task and whatever." And they're going to call the teacher and say, "We need to work out a plan for him, and I need to have a checklist for him, and every day I need him to come home." They're going to do that? I can't speak on behalf of other stay-at-home moms on this, but for me, I'm not just the role. Maybe the title needs maybe to change. I am not just a stay-at-home mom. I am a stay-at-home, like, I keep our family together. So I do everything. I feel like we would not have friends if it wasn't for me.
Yeah.
You and I.
Yeah. Totally.
I have taken care of you numerous times. I have nursed you back to health after many situations that were really bad. And in some sense, you are as difficult for me to take care of as the kids. And I love you more than I could ever express. But you are also, like, not a regular husband in some sense.
I'm curious the other women feel the same way.
Yeah, I'm curious of that too. And I think I've gotten a lot of feedback that I think that is maybe true.
Yeah.
They've gone through stuff. And we just...
But not just that. Like, I think guys might... I think women might feel the same way you do out there about their husbands who are just like grown up children, mm-hmm. you know, like, yeah, I think it's more
normal.
Yeah, I
100% keep our lives in check.
Yeah, sure. Yeah,
I keep you in check. I keep the kids in check. I keep our, you know, our.
Yeah, and sometimes too much.
You might say it's too much. I don't think it's too much.
I would say it's too much. Why? The kids would say it's too much.
No, I don't think so at all. I think that it's not just a stay-at-home mom, and I think a lot of women will feel this way. I run our fucking family, and I run our social life, and I run our health and our friendships and our community involvement and everything. The mom part of it is very restricting and not at all representative of what we do.
What do you want out of this? Like, what do you expect out of being a stay-at-home mom?
I want you to realize that we do a lot fucking more.
Me?
Well, for me, general. It's you. And I'm in a hard place here because I'm trying to represent the women in our community, the Marriage and Martinis community, and we, you know, I'm trying my hardest to represent them, and that's a lot of pressure. Mm-hmm. But I know that there are a ton of women listening, and we have wonderful men in our community too, and I think you're a wonderful man. I don't want it at all to be thought that I don't think you're like, you're all wonderful people. You know what I mean? I'm not. Mm-hmm. Questioning whether or not you're like, this is not questioning you as a human being. It's that our value and our identity is like, in it's not, I think, valued in the way that it should. Like, our identities are
okay.
It's hard for us to feel like we have this important, like, appreciated identity.
Okay, speaking
when we're associated with bonbons and television.
Speaking on behalf of all stay-at-home moms, mm-hmm. just try to do it.
It's hard.
Okay, I know. You can't. Mm-hmm. I get it. Mm-hmm. But just try for a second. Mm-hmm. What's your march about? What is this? Like you all the stay-at-home moms are going out to march. What do your signs say? What do you want? Like, tell us what you're looking for.
Yeah, understand that what we are doing number one because for our families, number two, to make a better society. I'm trying, as I think a lot of the women out there are, to raise kind, good human beings in a world that's kind of broken.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But we make nothing monetarily. We have no monetary value in society whatsoever, which I think is bullshit. I don't think that that's okay. And I see you. Yeah, I know kinda. You don't really feel that way. But we are doing a service to society. We are giving up our careers and stuff to try to give all our focus. And I'm not knocking career moms at all. I don't want that to be, you know, this mm-hmm. is not career versus stay at home at all. No. There is value in all of it. But what I'm saying is that, you know, there is no monetary value. We have no union. We have no, not to say that a union solves all problems, but we have no human resources. There's nothing on the map for us. There's nothing for us to identify with that says you are valued, you are appreciated. There's no bonus. There's no, you know, you.
There's nobody to pay you. Like you chose to be a stay-at-home mom and I'm not saying yes, is it the right choice or the wrong choice? I'm saying if you're expecting to be monetarily compensated, you can't choose to be a stay-at-home mom because there's nobody above you to pay you or there's no profit coming in from anything
to pay
you.
But what I'm saying is that let's say, fine, monetarily we make nothing. Let's say we continue to make nothing and that's the way it's going to be and that's the way you have to accept it. It's not going to change. I don't care who's in office. I don't think that's going to change. I think across the board, we all, not all, I'm not trying to generalize, but the feedback that I have gotten, and I get messages every day from women saying, when are you doing the stay-at-home mom episode? The feedback I have gotten and the feeling that I've had for 20 years or, you know.
13 years.
No, but even before that I kind of got it, that this was going to be my life. Is that we're not appreciated. And there is a stigma associated with it. And like you said, the first thing you think of when someone says to you, my wife is a stay-at-home mom, is, wow, she's lucky.
Right.
And I think that's a lot of what people think when I say it to them. You need to understand that what we're doing as much for you as we are for us. That this is not something that we're doing selfishly, that we are doing it for the betterment of our families and that should be valued as much as you're going out to work and making money for our family. I'm staying home and sacrificing for our, listen, I went to NYU. I have a degree. I, you know, am a smart person who could very much like be writing for some kind of magazine or book or what, you know, yeah, whatever
it is. That's
what
I was saying before.
Yes, but I'm home. And in some ways, we're all like that. We all have other things that we've put on the back burner, and hopefully one day we'll get to utilize those.
Well, I think we are now.
Yeah, 100%.
Yes. You're using your...
Yes, yes. And I think there are a lot of women out there who, you know, are doing that in whatever ways they can, being creative or having, you know, businesses on Etsy or, you know, some kind of, you know, MLM or whatever it mm-hmm. is. They're doing what they want to do. But you need to understand that we're sacrificing a lot also. Mm-hmm. And I think that there are times, I think you say you value it. I don't think you express that nearly as much as you think you do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. And I think another thing that sacrifice is the financial aspect of it. And we can do a whole other episode on this.
Yeah. We should probably save that one for
okay. But
part
I would
two.
Like to touch on it yeah. briefly because sure. I think that it is a huge element of this.
That's why it could be a whole episode in itself.
And I think it should. We should do a whole final. 100%. And I'm not, you are like completely in charge of our finances, for better or for worse. That's your thing. But I do think that, you know, you make large, we talked about this before, you make large purpose, like purchases without me. You'll buy a television, you buy a car, you do things without me having any involvement in it. Because you're the guy who works. I don't do that.
I don't know if that's true. It's not because I'm the guy who works. It's because you show no interest in being part of our financial planning.
I'm not talking about financial planning. I'm talking about purchases. I'm talking about you making...
But that's
making...
not fair. I think that's a whole thing in itself.
Why? Like, I don't...
Like finances as
I
an
don't
umbrella.
Make purchases without you. Big purchases.
But... You do, but they're not selfish, like self-indulging purchases.
Right. I make,
but you do.
Yeah. Okay. For instance, I texted you earlier in the weekend. Yeah. I was like, I just ordered all new winter stuff for our kids because nothing fits them. So, yeah, I think everybody out there needs to think to themselves, you know, husbands, wives, whatever it is, you need to reflect on the fact of, you know, we're all just trying to make a family. We're all just trying to do what's right. For the competition needs to stop. You know, working moms are working hard. Stay-at-home moms are working hard. Husbands are, like, it's just all, you know, we need to just be like, we're all kind of in it together.
Yeah, like,
and that's what I think was lacking in our marriage for a long time, that I think you get more now and you're way more appreciative now.
Yeah.
But I think for a good 10 years, we spent you feeling resentful of me being home. Like, you
felt like... I feel
like
we should
like,
all realize, like, what works for you.
Yes.
Don't worry about what you see elsewhere or what you grew up with.
Or let's just all support each other. Let's just all be like, listen, yes, we are trying to raise kids in what the best way we know how and be financially responsible and... Like, let's just all fucking support each other.
Let's all get along.
Yeah, but let's, but honestly, like, for spouses of people with stay-at-home, like, we don't get the validation. We don't get bonus compensation. We don't get paychecks. We don't get feedback, you know, and reports. And, like, we get none of that. We don't have a union representative. We don't have a... We need to hear it from everybody else. We just need it to be like, wow, you are raising good fucking human beings, just like we're all trying to do. You are doing your best. And let's just, like, validate. Like, we're not doing it selfishly. There's nothing. We are not sitting on the couch eating bonbons and watching The Real Housewives of Orange County. And if we are, it's because we are up all fucking night with our kids. And the only time we have to sit and do that is from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Like,
what are bonbons?
They're delicious.
Is it ice cream?
Yeah.
With the chocolate coating?
Exactly.
Well, I want bonbons.
Yeah. They're delicious, but I don't eat them.
That's
at
like
home.
A Peggy Bundy thing.
I eat my kids' Halloween candy. It's completely different.
All we are saying.
Exactly. See? Yes, but for real. No, you're joking about it, but I legitimately.
No, but I'm kind of real about it.
No, but I'm legitimately like, you do not really get it. Like, we live for our family. That's what we are doing. And I know every woman is doing that. And every man, we're all doing that. We're all just trying to.
Yeah. Listen, if you're staying at home, all you're doing is for your family. If you're out there and you're working.
Yes.
All you're doing
is it
for your family.
That is it.
We're all doing the same
thing.
So
let's not validate one less than the other. And for women, I'm sorry, but in some ways we are damned if we do and damned if we don't.
I think we share the same dream. Like, if we could be stay-at-home mom and dad and podcast and blog.
Yeah, this would be awesome.
And, like, that would be the best.
Yeah, that's what we're... Yeah, I mean, we're trying... Listen, we have taken a situation and said, this is what we want to try to do, and we've done it. I think that's admirable.
Yep.
But I think there are a lot of people at home doing that who are following their dreams and trying to, you know... change their lives and make it. And I think it's all admirable, whatever we're doing.
I think there's so much more And we should probably cut this one out and save it for the next stay-at-home mom part two.
So can I just ask you one question?
Yeah.
Are you going to try to do anything differently going forward? And what would you tell other husbands to do going forward, or wives or whomever, that they have a spouse who's staying home? Like,
what would I
hope
do?
You will realize that you're not. I'm going to rephrase that.
Okay.
What do you think you could do to show us appreciation that you have not already been doing? And what would you tell other spouses to do to their wives or husbands or whomever is staying home to show them appreciation?
Wow. I'm on the spot here. What would I do differently that I'm not
doing? I'm glad I asked, because you're obviously not even thinking about it.
What do you mean?
That I just said all this shit and you're not even thinking about, like, wow, maybe I should do something differently. So I'm glad I'm asking.
Well, have you
listened to anything I've said?
About what? No, I have a good one, actually.
Okay.
Because we had a little bit of an argument.
Yes, that, we stopped the clock.
We cut off the episode.
We did.
We fought for a good hour.
I gave Jonah a bath. You helped Ian fix his computer.
I unscrewed the whole bottom of his computer, took off the cover. All right, whatever. All right, so yeah, we had an hour.
Yeah, you said let's decompress. This is a tough episode for us.
It is. I had to walk away, and I said I need to just
decompress.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is weird because that says a lot to me about how you feel about my role.
Okay. So it sounds a little bit silly now, but looking back on it, so the root of the argument was that I text Danielle every day.
We text each other every
day. I text little emoji kisses, and I love you, and I'm thinking about you, and I'm at work, and I'm stressed, and all I'm doing is thinking about you. And
yes, as dysfunctional as we are also a loving couple. We are both.
Is there a term for not sexting and not texting, but like love texting? Is there a term for that?
Lexting. We just hashtag lexting.
Because we text back and forth constantly.
Which I highly recommend.
Yeah, like a lot of those little kissy faces and like, I'm just thinking about you. Like those kind of things. Mm-hmm. So it's not like, you know.
Don't fucking call me though.
No, I wouldn't never call you.
No, don't call me.
No, I hate when you call me. Like you're on the, because you're in the car.
Yeah, and I'm bored.
You call me and you're like, hey.
I'm bored. Yeah.
What's up?
Uh-huh. You're but you should feel honored because you're the only person my sister, and my mom are the only people I call.
And I'm like, call your mom. Leave me alone.
Right.
So I text you these things.
Yeah, I can't text in the car, so I have to call.
I text you these things all day. And then you're like, show me appreciation for what I do. And I'm like, but
you text me and you're like, I love you. But that doesn't
mean. No, I don't say I love you. I mean, I do say that, but I say so much more than that. I don't say specifically like, I love you and thank you for taking Mia to the thing today.
Okay, but I do text you saying thank you when you're in your height of your work thing. I do text you and say thank you so much for working so hard and for doing that.
Okay,
for us.
You're right.
Okay, so why is
I don't know. I just don't get specific, and
you should.
All I want you to know is that I'm thinking about you, and obviously I appreciate you, because why would I text you and show you how much I love you if I didn't appreciate you? So I don't specifically say thank you for taking the kid to the thing, but I thank you. You know, I love you. Like I love you, and here's a kissy thing, and I can't wait to see you. Like. To me, it's kind of the same thing. Like, it's just that I'm
You're not thinking. Answering my question.
What was your question?
What can you do differently to, or what can husbands do for couples who are listening together? Mm-hmm. What can you do you think, or wives do, or whomever? What can you do to show us more, to know that we...
Okay, so that's what I was getting to. Blah, 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 blah. But I was getting to that.
Well, I mean, it was taking you fucking forever.
So
we could have had sex with a cock ring three times.
I'm already wearing it.
No, you're not.
I told you that before.
Right off if you weren't hard.
That's not funny.
But it kind of would. You need to be hard for that.
Yeah.
Oh, 100%.
So differently would be...
Wait, can I say something? I'm sorry. Yeah. Can I interject here?
Too late.
So on the way home from Atlantic City today, we listen to Sarah Silverman's Howard podcast.
She's on my limited list. Now.
I was just, what the fuck?
Oh.
I was getting to that.
Okay.
Sorry. So I had listened to it before because I'm a huge Sarah Silverman fan. So we listened to Coming Home from Atlantic City, Sarah Silverman, and you were like, I think she's on my limited list now.
Yeah.
Well, okay. So why was that?
Not only is she
So if you haven't listened to our limited list episode, it's one of our first episodes, so it's a little rocky.
Right.
But it's so great.
Not only is she on my laminated list, I think
you
she's
You think
at
she's
the
hot,
top.
Like physically?
She is smoking hot.
Yeah, she is hot.
She's got the most smoking hot but cute and adorable voice.
Yeah, she's Vanellope Von something.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, Wreck-It Ralph.
She is completely intelligent.
Emotionally
politically,
intelligent, yeah.
Emotionally.
Yeah.
Spiritually. Like, she's obviously been in therapy for a long time.
Yeah, and if you're into the whole Me Too movement and the whole Louis C.K. thing and everything, she says a lot. She kind of makes sense. God, she's just so...
I fucking love her.
Yes.
Yeah. She's so, like, she's...
Yes, I think I'm in love with her, too. There's so many women out there like that, though.
No, but I think she's, like, perfect. Like,
all right, chill out.
I can't.
Oh, you really love her?
Yeah.
Okay, I get that.
I'd wear a cock ring for her.
And she's older than you.
She is.
Look at you go with the older women. But, like, I think a lot of women are like that, like Chelsea Handler.
Oh, yeah, I like her, too.
Yeah, like, there's a lot of women. They're just, I don't know. They make me excited about getting older.
All right, we were answering something. I don't remember what it was.
Oh, okay, so what can you do? Just fucking say what you can do.
I was trying to, and then you went to Sarah Silverman.
I know, I had to get my mind in a better place.
All right, what can I do differently? Text you specifics rather than generalizations.
Not just text, tell me.
Okay, tell you specifics.
Yeah.
That's it. That's what I could do different.
Oh, yeah. Okay, fabulous.
You do a great, you did great taking me into that thing today.
For real? See,
isn't
you're minimizing
good?
It. No.
No, I'm not. I'm saying like
you're
you did,
minimizing it.
You did a great job. Like, you're amazing.
Fine. You did a great job cleaning up your aisle 16 today. it sounds like shit, right?
Like, yeah.
Like, whatever your husband does. Like, wow, thanks for seeing that client today. Like,
how many aisles do I have in my store?
16.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Ask me a question.
Well, I mean, you're not going to be able to answer it.
What?
You're not going to be able to answer it.
You answered mine. I can answer
what
yours.
What unit is Jonah on in math?
Ahead of the class.
Yeah, we have one really smart,
he's smart
kid. He's really smart. See? So you don't know. Yeah.
How'd you know there were 16 aisles?
Because I fucking worked there when I was in college.
Oh, come on. That was 20 years ago.
You've changed it?
Yeah. Oh. We expanded. There's 32 aisles.
In your store. I bring the kids to visit you.
When was the last time you were in this store?
For Halloween.
Were you?
I mean, how many women come in to visit you?
On a daily basis, about 100.
You specifically?
No, nobody comes to see me there. Mm-hmm. All right, let's can we close this out? Are we done? Can we, like, save the rest for the next one? Stay at home, Mom,
part
2? Yeah,
I want to do, like, a whole... And please, any feedback you have. I'm trying so hard to represent, but it's very hard to be one woman representing a whole community of 36% of women. What?
Representing all women?
I mean,
how could that be hard?
Stay hard that long, so...
No, that's not the problem. I stay hard too long.
I mean, yeah, I would rather you not drink as much, so... But no, night number one was not as good. Night number two was great. The cock ring did it.
Oh, wait. We're back to Atlantic City again?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it was
all right.
Good.
Okay, good.
Ew.
We're trying to close this out, and you're going back to Atlantic
City.
You're
being an asshole.
I'm sorry. I apologized. Right off, like, look at that.
Oh, wait, I forgot one. Uh-huh. If you want to really, like, can I just say something? Can I be honest?
Wait. I want a cucumber.
Oh, God. I'm super turned off right now. No, but really, if you want to ask your wife, not ask your wife. Don't ask your wife. If you want to get laid tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yes, please.
If you want to get laid next week.
Yes, please.
Arrange a cleaning service for your stay-at-home mom or your working mom. I don't care who she is. If you arrange a cleaning service to get in, like, all the nooks and crannies of your house, You will 100% get the best blowjob you've ever had in your entire life.
If you get them a cleaning service, what are they going to do all day?
Oh, see.
God, joke. Come on. I'm allowed to have one joke.
How's that zit on your chin?
Fuck
doing?
You. I popped it yesterday.
I could tell. It has that red. No, for real. If you want to show appreciation, you have a cleaning service show up. Have them have a little note saying like, "I know you're working so hard."
To the cleaning woman.
Let me tell you.
Or the wife.
Come on. You will get the best sex or the best blowjob of your life. Like, if I ever came home.
I get you a cleaning woman every week. I don't get the best blowjob of my life every week.
It's different. I need someone to come and, like, do, like, the nooks and crannies and, like, organize my shit and, like, dust and all that stuff. She comes for, like, a few hours. She's amazing. I love Iris. I love her. But, like, she does her, you know, little thing.
Can I tell you
something?
I'm going to interrupt you.
Oh, fuck.
We went to Atlantic City this weekend. Did anybody know that yet? We had a babysitter here. Not a babysitter. She's a fully grown, you know.
You're telling a super boring story.
She is amazing.
Okay, yeah.
She cleans the laundry's, like, she was
she's
just
amazing.
She's here just to watch the kids.
I know, I love her
and the
so
house,
much.
The pantry, the laundry, everything is done.
Yes, get somebody in your lives who, like, we love her so much. She's like family to us.
I just want a shout out. Jess, thank you so much. We love you.
We love her.
Yeah.
We really do. Yeah, and it's mutual beneficial because she's, like, become super close to us and we love her. And so just fucking go away. We don't worry for a second that our kids are, like, taken care of.
If you find somebody like that, like, we went to Vegas for, like, three nights or a week, whatever it was.
Yeah.
And we were just like, Jess, take care of the kids, please. Can you help
us
out?
Yeah.
And we didn't think about anything.
No, I would have her over my
If you could have anybody like that, find them.
But seriously, the cleaning service, you will get the best head of your life.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't care, husband, wife, whoever you are. If you got me a cleaning service, I would be on my knees when you got home.
Hello, is this Molly Maid?
Yeah, seriously.
Is that what it's called, Molly Maid?
I don't give a shit. Go
ahead. Can you come over right now?
Yeah.
All right. They're on their way.
Yeah, for real. That's not a joke. You're missing out. You've never done that. That's stupid that you've
never
done
that. Wait a minute. Like, I just said every week you have somebody here.
No, it's
but
different.
But you want top to bottom. Like, you
oh,
want
yeah.
nook and
I
cranny.
Want someone
right.
to come, like, for real. Like, they're good, but right. a little bit, like, I love them, so I keep them.
Right.
But I want someone to, like, come and do my... I would 100% you would get home and I would be on my knees already.
Wow.
Yeah. So wow. all you out there?
Do I have to give you cash like in Goodfellas?
Fine. Great.
Thanks, guys.
Oh, shit.
Are we done?
Yeah, rate and review. First hire cleaning person, then rate and review.
Go to Instagram.
Oh, yeah. We're having so much fun on Instagram.
Yeah. Danielle's there. I'm not. If you want to talk to me, ask
no,
Danielle.
I sometimes forward you if like a husband will.
Well, if you want to talk to me, go to Danielle, ask her if it's okay to talk to me, and then I'll talk to you because I'm not allowed to talk to anybody without her permission.
I'm like your Instagram pimp.
MarriageandMartinis.com.
Cock rings. Go to flirtygirlguide.com.
We'll put a link in the show notes. How do we
do
that?
Do we have show notes?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, go to Flirty Girl Guide, and we're going to have the next sex toy to go over.
Oh, okay. All right. So let's close it out.
Okay.
Good?
Yeah.
Bye, guys. Love you.
Bye. Love you.